Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are very excited to be playing at home and have a home court advantage, and just encourage all the fans that we've had over, you know, the last few years to come out and support. We have a really, really talented roster, and we've sorted out a few things this week in practice, and we feel really good about our chances going into this weekend to get a couple of top 25 wins.
What were a few of those things you really wanted to?
Well, we want to be able to set a little bit better, but not just setters. We weren't very effective with non-setter setting, and so we want to get better there. We want to get a little bit better at read blocking, and we want to get a little bit more production from our left side hitters.
Dan, you in the Florida game, you put Izzy Mackin in as the libero. What went into that decision, and why did you feel like she was ready at 17?
She's obviously, her skill set, it goes well beyond her age, but it's a really close battle right now at libero position. She was serving pretty well, and mostly it was just a feeling at the time that things weren't totally going our way, so I wanted to try a lineup that had been pretty good for us in practice.
It's been a while since you guys beat 0-2 to start a season. And what were you disappointed with, I guess, after those losses? Was there something in those games you're like, we had this, but we just didn't get it done?
The things I mentioned before are the things that we need to get better at. Probably the most disappointing was just how well we played after 20 points on. That's something our poise has been really good. This was a pretty big time environment and new for some of the players. We're not a young team, but we're a new team. And so I think we will be better for the next time we get in a tight match after 20.
Dan, how can you speed up communication and getting to know each other in a relatively short amount of time that you guys have been together?
Not only speed up, but this was the first time we've ever played weekend zero. And so there is certain things we can do with how we communicate and how quickly we feel comfortable with each other, but there's other things that it just does take a certain amount of time.
How similar was that environment to maybe like a Final Four? I know a lot of people are comparing it to that. And how did you feel like those new players handled that environment?
Not well after, after 20, but it kind of goes by player. And to answer your question, I do think that it felt, like a playoff environment. So for some of our players, like I was saying before, they've maybe been in big environments. To be against the best teams in the country in deuce games over and over again it takes getting used to.
Do you think it'll help them that they've experienced it for later in the season? 100%.
I mean, you have to be in tough matches to be comfortable being in tough matches. And so the more times we do that this year, the better off we'll be for it.
Yeah, Dagmar, you're outside. You're one the past two games.
Well, she's been our definitely our strongest passer so far through the preseason. So that's been a really, really not surprise. We knew she was a strong passer, but you know, something that other than Blair Bayless, we have a whole new passing lineup out there. And so one of the big positives was just the realization of, hey, we could be an even better passing team than last year.
Even over the span of two games, could you see Brooke's comfort with her new team starting to grow and how she's fitting in with this group?
Yeah, Brooke was better on night two. There's still some areas that she's going to continue to improve at. I probably was most proud of her, like, for the very next practice. I mean, she was ready to get in the gym right away. We had to take an off day because of NC2A rules, but she was, from the time, the moment the match ended, she wanted to be back in.
That type of fire you want, especially
for
that
sure.
Position.
For sure. She's an experienced player, but this is her last shot, and this is, you know, she knows she has the hitters to win, and so she wants to do a great job.
You were rotating in Marina or Blair at that OH2 spot. Mm-hmm. What do you like about each of them in that spot?
I like Blair's physicality, and you know her ability to score points. And I like, you know, Marina's kind of, she's still new, so we're still learning what she can do. But so far, she's been like a pretty low error, like a consistent player. And I thought showed a lot of poise, you know, for being in that environment.
Are you anticipating Olivia taking that many swings in the first two games as she
would? No, we would like to run a balanced offense. We would like to get the ball to middles a little bit more, but like I said earlier, when your left sides aren't putting the ball away, any setter in the country is going to do the same thing and go to the girl that's putting the ball away. So we need to get a more production out of our lefts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.